Welcome to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. We feature the latest breakthroughs in the world of integrative and functional medicine and natural wellness. We also showcase alternative education from the leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Healthy Habit Radio. You're listening to the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFN, KFNX. What happened there? You got a little hiccup going. I'm Dr. Dan, your co-host.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Aaron.
Thank you all for joining us here today. Make sure you mark your calendars the rest of 2021. You can find us right here every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Unless there's a coverage for a sports game, we'll keep everyone posted on that. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday. Right here on 1100 AM Radio KFNX. Today we got a special show lined up for everyone. In the first hour, we'll be talking with Mr. Stephen Harkins from North American Herb and Spice. Third quarter, we're talking with Garden of Life, and then we'll finish off the show with Natural Factors out of Canada. Make sure you get your pens and papers ready for this one and take some notes. It's going to be a good one. And quick word from our sponsors, folks. We are rixing it up here for the remainder of November. You don't want to miss this deal. The 20% off continues here for the last 2 weeks of the month. Rix Lotion is a gift filled with herbs and botanicals, aloe vera, comfrey, hemp seed oil, shea butter, witch hazel, plus vitamins. This is why it is so beneficial for skin and joints. Folks, Rix penetrates deep and can help soothe tired muscles and minor skin irritations. It's a great natural sports lotion, folks. 20% off has been extended on the 8-ounce bottles. It goes to the end of the month. Take advantage of the Rix original and look out for the 3 new variations, folks. This is Rix, R-I-X-X, lotion.com. Rix lotion for an active, healthy, beautiful life. Only at Healthy Habit Health Foods. And we are located right here at 6029 North 7th Street, right on the corner of Bethany Home Road and 7th Street. Dr. Aaron, you ready to introduce our wonderful first-hour guest here? Well, let's go ahead and welcome back the Director of Business Flow over at our favorite Illinois company, North American Herb and Spice, Stephen Harkins. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
How's everything been going on your end since the last time we spoke, Stephen?
Oh, you know, it's things are getting turned up around here. business is going up. I think the demand is going up. The weather is turning, you know, around a lot of the states here in the country, and we're just seeing a convergence of interest for immune support, especially, and many other things too. And we've got our new gummies, our new oregano gummies we're going to be talking about today. We're excited to talk about that and talk about the results that we're seeing out here. And it's an exciting time to be in the industry.
Oregano is one of my probably the favorite winter botanical as the temperature goes down a little bit. Tell our listeners why oregano is so beneficial with the cooler weather. And I'm sure you've probably been shoveling some snow already up there. Is that right?
Oh, well, I'm thankful to say not yet.
Not yet.
We have had the flurries, but fortunately, you know, we've been fortunate because we've had some years where as early as Halloween, you know, we've had snow. But this year, we have the cold temperatures. The snow, I'm sure, is just the checks in the mail, but not yet. But with oregano, in regards to warming and or when the temperatures are dropping and immune support as the seasons are changing, it's number one. I mean, it's definitely king. When it comes to being proactive and, you know, reducing your risk of getting sick in the first place, that's what I love oregano for. And then also topically, it helps with pain and inflammation. It's also a warming spice.
Right.
So it's like a natural hand warmer. If you don't have one, it really helps, kind of heat up the body in a thermogenic type way.
Mm-hmm. What is so unique about P73 oregano?
So there's oregano and then there's P73 oregano. And it should be mentioned that there are 60 different types of species all around the world of oregano. So it's not the everyday garden variety that we are accustomed to on our pizzas and our salads. No, this is different. It's a special species blend. We use four different species that come from the Mediterranean mountains in the area of Turkey, very remote, and it's actually growing on rock, not soil, in elevations between 6 and 12,000 feet above sea level. And so it's being hand-harvested by remote area villagers, thanking, you know, we're very thankful for them. And they're able to pick this when it's at its very best. So this is truly wild, hand-gathered, high elevation, mountain-grown, and then four different species, which makes us unique. You know, a lot of pretty much a lot of other suppliers of oregano are using one species, oregano vulgare. It's a good one. We use that, but we use other things like the very famous Origanum syriacum, which is very interesting because scholars, actually, a lot of different scholars are placing this as, if anyone is a student of the Bible or the scriptures, hyssop. There's a lot of mention to hyssop. Mm-hmm. Purge me with thy hyssop, and I shall be made clean. And so it's very interesting that scholars are attributing that to the Origanum syriacum, and we have it in our special formula. And we do believe this blend from the mountains really makes a difference when it comes to antioxidants, when it comes to overall number of compounds, getting that full spectrum effect, and that gives you a better result.
Unbelievable breakdown there. We couldn't even just end the show there. That was an incredible explanation. Well, it just shows how important this herb is and how old it is. It's been time-tested, and it's still with us here today. And now I just pulled up the Orego gummies. And, folks, if you haven't already checked out NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com, that's herb, not urban, herb as in H-E-R-B, NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com. And you can pull up the Orego gummies right here, which is nice because there's no added sugar into this product. Stephen, let's talk about this brand new addition.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that, you know, because we were toying with the idea for a number of years, and we thought, man, if we could just infuse things like our oregano and our black seed oil into a gummy and do it in a way that doesn't have the gelatin from the pork and doesn't have the extra sugars and artificial flavors and preservatives like all the other gummies we've seen, we'd really have something. But we never could figure out how to manufacture it because no one had done it. So it would be difficult to consult a manufacturer and ask them how to do a clean gummy or any of that. So we actually, it kind of stayed in our back pocket for a while, but we found a partner who, three generations in the candy business. And, this gentleman, he's out of Colorado. He basically, his values were aligning with us. He recognized the need to filter things. He's tired of the corn syrup. He was tired of that kind of stuff. You know, that stuff doesn't help anybody. So he knows that that stuff was harming others. So we got together. We put our heads together. We started experimenting with things like yacon syrup, which we've talked about on this program before. Yacon's amazing because it's almost zero on the glycemic index. This is a little potato-like thing that comes out of the Andes Mountains in Peru, and it's an excellent sweetener, excellent prebiotic, really healthy for the digestion, and one of the best sweeteners in the world. So we were playing with that, but, you know, we had to find a ratio where we actually had to use syrup and powder in order to get the consistency and the texture just right. Mm-hmm. I know I'm being technical here, but there's a lot of technical aspects that went into this. It took us 2 years to get a perfect gummy with no additives, no preservatives, and we're only using coconut blossom nectar and yacon to sweeten it, which is wonderful because it had to taste good. That we recognized that. So we made it delicious, but we also added enough oregano and black seeds, top two immune strengtheners, in order to make this gummy healthy for the immune system.
Wow.
Yeah, it is truly unique because, you know, from at least our previous understanding of how gummies are made, we always thought it had to be made with sugar. I think that was one of the things that I think even helped it kind of bind together, if I'm not mistaken. So I love that you guys found a way to do it, you know, without using the sugar. Now, can you use the yakun syrup other ways?
Other ways?
Like on food or anything?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, I just had a quinoa waffle yesterday morning, and I drizzled some yakon syrup on top of it. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keto pancakes, things like that, really delicious. If you're getting it in the syrup form, you can use it with your teas. You know, anything that you would use sugar for that you don't want to use sugar on, you know, you can use it. And so it is versatile. I've seen people use it in baking as well. But it's really good as a finishing kind of topper.
Mm-hmm. And does North American have a separate syrup that can be purchased?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Yeah, we have a product called Yakko Power, and that is a 15-ounce glass bottle. It is a 32-to-1 concentration of the yakon from Peru. So it's not watered down, and it's delicious. It's very syrupy. And it's so sweet to the taste, and yet it doesn't spike the blood sugar.
Interesting. Yeah. And it looks like each gummy, Stephen, has about 3 drops of the liquid, which most people are accustomed to the liquid P73 oregano. And each gummy has about 3 or 4 drops in there. Is that correct?
Yes. So the way we've got it set up is every serving size, we should say. Every serving size, which is just 2 gummies, you know, you can get 3 drops in 2 gummies.
Fascinating. So, and again, this is combined with black seed oil for all the listeners. If you're writing this product name down, it's the Orega, like oregano, Orega O's gummies, which has the wild mountain oregano and black seed oil together. And this is something that you would take for daily immune support, Stephen. Is that how you would approach it? Or why else would someone take these gummies versus just the typical oregano P73?
Yeah, daily immune support. I can definitely say we can definitely throw in digestion support with the yakon and the black seed and oregano all together. So it's excellent for that. It's certainly going to support the microbiome in a way because of the prebiotic from the yakon. But, you know, in a practical sense, what I've found experimenting with these in our own home is it makes a great after dinner snack. So it's like if you have a sweet tooth and you're looking for something, and you're trying to be conscious about it, you know, and I tend to try to eat fruits and things like that, you know, at night when I have the sweet tooth. But the gummies have been a great go-to because it's just take it right out of the bottle and pop a couple gummies, and it just satisfies my sweet tooth craving. So my wife and I have been doing that, and we're getting health benefits at the same time. And you know, it's also for the people that it's for children. You know, it's for people who are sensitive. It's for the skeptic husband, for example. You know, anybody that's very sensitive to the taste of something like oregano oil, this could be a good introduction product. We were thinking to ourselves, well, we've got a loyal following of people who are taking the oregano oil straight up, and same thing with the black seed. And it's amazing because, you know, it's not the best tasting thing, but there's a growing number of people out there who are willing to bypass the taste issue because they know how good it is for their health. And so we thought with the gummies, maybe we could reach a wider range of people out there who just aren't there on the taste, on the palate part yet, but they are looking for something. If they had something out there, they would grab this. So it's kind of like a guilt-free snack as well.
A lot of people know of oregano for the immune system and as an antimicrobial. So antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, antiparasitic. What are some of the lesser known benefits of oregano? I mean, I have a nice list here, but I want to hear your thoughts, Stephen, maybe even from the mood and even skin disorders. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I would love to. It's amazing. It's, you know, it's one of those super herbs where it gets labeled, it gets put into a category very quickly. Just like some other herbs like turmeric, it's put into a category for pain. But when we study turmeric, we find there are tons of uses, if not hundreds of uses, for turmeric for our health, including the brain and depression and so on. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with oregano oil. Oregano oil can it's a powerful antioxidant in the body. So just for that, from that alone, from that standpoint of being 100 times more antioxidants than blueberries per gram, antioxidants is what helps our body not decay. It's also kind of been said as anti-aging. So when you think about your cells and your tissues and your organs, when we get to the organ level and protecting our organs, there's been a lot of studies on how the antioxidants of oregano protect. Even when you have damaged organs, there's a protection factor. There's a recovery factor that's going on with things like kidneys, liver, pancreas, for example, gallbladder, intestinal area. So if you've got damage there, oregano is just something that you want to add in to help support that. So when it comes to protecting your organs, you know, any spices with high antioxidants like oregano is going to be amazing. Oregano also helps eliminate waste and toxins out of the body,
yeah,
which we need to be doing on a regular basis. So if you have, for example, a lot of yeast buildup, maybe because of a sugar binge or something like that that you've gone on, you know, the yeast hates oregano. And oregano will go after that aggressively with the carvacrol as the active ingredient. So also mucus elimination. Let's say you just, some people are finding that dairy is not the best for them, and they're switching off some of the conventional dairy and going for, but they have a lot of mucus buildup, and mucus can cause all kinds of problems and inflammation. And oregano helps to remove that. Oregano is also known as a natural antihistamine, which is amazing for the season, you know, to be proactive, to try to avoid colds in the first place. Oregano works on the inflammation of the body. So if you've got a lot of pain and you're in chronic pain, oregano and black seed would be very ideal to consume together. That's why we put oregano and black seed in so many things, because it has crossover. Mm-hmm. The crossover we're talking about is immune, digestive, inflammation, respiratory, detox. And when you put them together, they're even more, they're just more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about people, Stephen, who are suffering with allergies? Because that seems to be coming up a lot right now, at least at our clinic in this area. So what about allergies?
Yeah, allergies is coming up a lot in your area.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you find it as a seasonal, or is this an all-year dilemma?
Yeah, it seems to be more seasonal, at least from the cycles that we're seeing our patients, you know, when they're coming in. So it does seem to be more seasonal.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know, there's a number of reasons why people might get allergies, and some of it is caused by the changing of the seasons and just breathing in extra pollen.
Right.
Some of it is caused by, cats or animals or something. You know, some of it is caused by food as well. You know, certain people don't do well with wheat or sugar or just processed ingredients in general. And oregano can help with all of that. Mm-hmm. Oregano is actually known as an anti-allergenic spice. And so if you consume more oregano, it stands to reason that you will have less issues in that department. But I had a lot of issues with allergies growing up as a kid. I mean, I was growing up in Tennessee, and you know, it's kind of all four seasons over there, and I didn't grow up with the best foods. I was eating a lot of mac and cheese and hamburger helper and stuff, and I don't think that helped the situation for the immune to be strong. So we've got to look at what we're eating and what our habits are, make sure we're exercising, and that helps too. But when I started taking oregano oil as a teenager, by the way, I'm 34 now, and I started taking it at about 15 years old, and I never looked back. And I got to tell you, my allergies, they don't exist. I mean, they don't exist, but you would never have saw that path for me as a kid. So I do recommend people look into oregano oil for that, you know, with antihistamine effects, clearing out the mucus. So some of the side effects of allergies, oregano can certainly help. And, you know, also if you're having a reaction to something, we've seen, like, for example, we knew of a person that was allergic to bees, deathly allergic, and they were over at our house. And the person got stung and somebody called the ambulance and they were going to anaphylactic shock. And we actually gave them a bottle of the oregano oil topically and internally right away for to help them until the ambulance could get there. And they came out of the shock almost instantly, and they started to feel like night and day difference, started to feel better, and they actually called off the ambulance. So this is the kind of thing, you know, so that's more of a venom or poison situation. But even if you are bit by a spider, a snake, you know, a bee, you can put that in the whole allergy category. We've even had people take the oregano with them on hikes in the woods as like a natural EpiPen.
Interesting. Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's one of those things, definitely.
It just shows how versatile an herb like oregano is. And when it comes to botanicals, and we've mentioned this on previous episodes with Stephen, they're not just used for one thing. You know, they can be used in many different ways and apply to different situations. So if you're just tuning in, folks, we're talking with Mr. Stephen Harkins, educator here for North American Herb and Spice Company out of Illinois, right here in America. NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com, folks. You can even get there by typing in oregano.com. Oregano with an L at the end, oregano.com. And again, this is Stephen Harkins. We're talking all things oregano. Orego gummies is the brand new one that just hit the shelf here. If you want to call our store ahead of time, make sure we're stocked up. Give us a call at 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000. Before we cut to the break here, Stephen, and continue in the second quarter, you want to introduce a product like Yakko Power. I know you said the Yakon syrup is in the Orego gummies. You used it sometimes over the foods that you eat. Can you introduce the Yakko Power before we cut to the break?
Yeah, absolutely. If you've never heard of Yakon before, I got to say, before I started working here, I had never heard of it before.
Yeah.
It's one of the best sweeteners you've never heard of, and it comes from Peru. It actually looks kind of like a sweet potato. Or if you've ever seen the cassava root before, it kind of looks like that. So it's in the potato family, but it's very sweet, and you can actually make a syrup out of it. And the best thing about it is it has these compounds like inulin in there, which is known as a natural prebiotic, which feeds the healthy probiotics, thereby supporting your whole microbiome. So if you're going to take a probiotic, this would be excellent to have beforehand to really boost and colonize the implantation of the probiotics. And then it's the guilt-free extra sugar sweetener, even if you're struggling with your blood sugars and your pancreas and your insulin response. It's almost zero on the glycemic index, so a lot of good news about Yakon that you can take to your home.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to dive even deeper into that product when we come back in the second quarter. Again, this is the Yakko Power, so Y-A-C Oh, and then Power through North American Herb and Spice. This is a liquid product, correct, Stephen?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And of course, it's raw, right? All the North American products here are either raw, wild, crude extracts, oftentimes all of the above. Okay. And they're not highly pasteurized. That's a big one. Would a product like this Yakko Power be pasteurized, Stephen?
No, it is not pasteurized.
Exactly. Hence the name raw. When you see that a product is raw, it's probably not pasteurized, okay? Those don't go hand in hand. They typically will pasteurize it to kill off any bad bacteria, usually. But there's so many benefits to keeping herbs, botanical products, raw, so that all those enzymes can be intact, all the vitamins, proteins, amino acids can all be working how they're supposed to be working. And we're wrapping it up here, about 20 seconds to go here today on Healthy Habit Radio. You're listening to 1100 KFNX, The Pulse of Arizona. Be on the lookout for Rick's, 20% off here. Don't want to miss that. And again, we're talking with Stephen Harkins of North American Herb and Spice. Folks, don't go away. Stay tuned. We will be right back after this message.
Welcome back to to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks, to Healthy Habit Radio. You're listening to The Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. This is Arizona's top-rated morning health radio program. So thank you for all the loyal support over the years. You know, we have listeners, Dr. Aaron, for the last 20 years, they've been listening to our radio program
that's
here.
Incredible.
There we go. So it's an honor that we get to host the program now. And again, thank you for spreading the word and staying in the loop here with what's going on at Healthy Habit and the Medical Center. Today we're talking with Mr. Stephen Harkins. If you missed that first quarter, the Director of Business Flow and Educator here at North American Herb and Spice. Welcome back to the second quarter, Stephen. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for the second half here.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we cut to that break, we introduced Yakko Power. And like you said, before you started working there at North American, you haven't heard of Yakon syrup or these Yakon products at all. And I'm right there with you. I can't think of any other product really on the shelves at all that are using Yakon syrup. So do you want to give another quick intro on Yakon for someone that just tuned in?
Yes, yeah. And we want to be mindful to the audience because,
right,
you know, we want to understand that if you're coming from where we came from, you're probably on the same page as we were, as this could be your first time hearing about Yakon. It's,
right,
it's interesting. You won't forget it because there's not a lot of words, a lot of Y words out there like that. But it comes from Peru. And we've got to understand Peru is a very special place on Earth. It's also known as the navel of the Earth. And there, it has a special soil in the area. And you get things out of Peru you can't grow anywhere else. Things like maca, things like purple corn. Just interesting things are coming out of Peru. And so we've got to look at that. Camu berries, which are super high in vitamin C. And we also source and put in our Purely C product that Healthy Habit carries. These are the kind of things that Peru produces. So this is like a potato. It looks just like a potato. Mm-hmm. And you can actually, with very low heat to keep it raw, you can put it, bring it to a syrup. And the syrup that we use is even more concentrated. It's 32 to 1. So it's 32 times more concentrated than just a powder of that Yakon. And I guess what you really are interested in is what's in it for me. What are the benefits? And when we talk about the benefits, we're talking about things like digestion support, things like your bacteria and your gut, and how important that is to the immune system. So keeping that balance, helping support the good bacteria in your gut. Also, it can actually promote healthy cholesterol levels, a healthy cholesterol response in your body. If you are struggling with minerals to be absorbed, it can. There's something called FOS, fructooligosaccharides, FOS, and that can help with enhancing your magnesium and calcium absorption, two very important minerals for a lot of different processes, but bones comes to my mind, healthy bones. We need to be able to absorb that to have healthy teeth as well. So there's a lot of ancillary benefits. Another thing is if you're struggling with constipation, Yakon provides a lot of dietary fiber. So you get the extra fiber with the FOS and the Yakon as well. And I want to make sure I didn't miss anything, but I think that's the gist of it. And then, of course, if you are struggling with a situation like an infection, like a candida, and you have to be on a low-sugar diet and you're thinking, what am I going to consume? I need something sweet. We have options for you today. You know, everything that we're talking about today is in that realm, in that category. These are things you can consume guilt-free, even when you're struggling with something, you know, like a big fungus or bacteria and you're trying to keep your diets low in sugar. This will satisfy your sweet tooth, and it won't overwhelm your systems.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, and you know, this is for people who have never tried the Yakon syrup before. Does it taste similar to honey, or I mean, what's the taste similar to?
Well, I can promise you it definitely has a natural sugar taste. You know, some of the, even something like stevia, sometimes people kind of get a little turned off because it doesn't taste like the true sugar, and stevia is natural. But it has kind of like a light maple syrup kind of taste, not as sweet as maple syrup, as maple syrup is very, very strong, but it's lighter than that. It's kind of hard to explain. Maybe a bit of an apple cinnamon kind of taste, actually. So it's got kind of a sweet apple-ish maple syrup, kind of a cross between those.
Yeah, so sticking to this, we kind of have this super food nutritional theme here going on. So if somebody, you know, sticking to different syrups, there's also the pomegranate syrup. Let's talk about pomegranates.
Yes. Pomegranate is a super food, and there is no doubt about it. Pomegranate is one of the oldest recorded fruits thought to have come out of Persia originally. And it's been around for a long time, and it's definitely something you want to have in your regimen. And it's the seasonal time for pomegranates right now. So the wonderful thing about pomegranate, I don't even know where to begin. When you cut it in half, it kind of looks like a heart, and for good reason, because it supports your heart in a major way. One of the best things I like that it does, besides supporting things like blood pressure response, it actually helps with plaque in the arteries. If you're worried, and I know that there is a test, if I'm not mistaken, right, Dr. Dehan, you can take to see if there's any stiffening going on or calcification, plaque in the arteries, and that's a good indicator of where you stand in your cardiovascular health. What is your status?
Oh, yeah.
And if you do take one of these tests and you do find that you're over an acceptable average for plaque in the arteries and you've got the stiffening going on, pomegranate's one of the things you can consume that not only works on that, supports that situation, but also tastes delicious. And so that's the theme that we're in right now. These things all taste delicious, and they have profound benefits on our health. You can use pomegranates for your brain. You can use pomegranates to support the health of your prostate, your uterus. But it's an amazing, amazing thing for the heart. And so eat the pomegranate. And we have a concentrated syrup that we do. It's delicious. It's kind of tart and sweet at the same time. And, you know, most of the pomegranates you get in the stores are coming from Mexico, just by virtue of location. But we're getting our pomegranates from the Mediterranean. And it's a bright orange pomegranate that doesn't look anything like the red pomegranates from Mexico. And these are the original pomegranates genetically. Wow. We're getting these out of Lebanon. And so it's very special. Very high in all the beneficial compounds, and you can drizzle this on just about anything, just like with the yacon. But I like to make a bit of a soda it's like a healthy soda with sparkling water. So I do about a teaspoon to tablespoon of the Pomamax, that's our product, Pomamax pomegranate syrup, on the cup or on your mug, and then you just put your seltzer or your carbonated water over that, stir it up real good. It's going to be fizzy, and it's going to taste like a pomegranate soda.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's product. It's one of my go-tos when it comes to blood pressure, any kind of cardiovascular issues, like you mentioned, Stephen, with blockage in the arteries, atherosclerosis, plaque buildup in the arteries. And then some people have no plaque buildup, but then they have stenosis, where the artery is stiffer than the ground. It's just extremely stiff. So then the blood pressure goes up because the artery isn't able to open and close nicely how it's supposed to. The arteries are supposed to be elastic and pliable instead of so stiff. So a product like Pomamax can really get in there and start cutting down the inflammation in the arteries, dissolving some of that plaque in there. And then a common question I get, Stephen, is, well, how long will this take? You know, and then – obviously, it depends. It depends on where the person's at. How would you go about answering that question, Stephen?
Yeah, it depends, you know, because if we say, oh, you know, it's going to take 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Everybody hearing that is going to hold us to it. And I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're eating. I don't know what your exercise patterns are. I don't know what your sleep is like. You know, these things, they all add up to a picture of perfect health if we're all you know, staying on top of them. And everyone's different. You know, a 60-year-old person with established heart issues may be different than a person that was born with a heart defect who is, you know, 30 in their 30s.
Right.
And we just see we're all – not one human being on this planet is alike. We were all made different, and I think for a reason. But the general rule of thumb is if you do these healthy things, you will improve. And if you improve, then if you keep doing them, you'll keep improving. But it's usually a combination of adding something in, like the yacon, like the pomegranate, like oregano, like we've been talking about, and then removing something else that, you know, may have even been the trigger for it in the first place.
Right.
So if you can, it's a matter of discipline. It's a matter of time and discipline. But what we've seen is over time, the results do occur. And it takes time for us to get into a state of bad health, just like it takes time for us to come out of it.
Exactly.
So that's my general rule. But I usually tell people to, you know, don't be shy with this stuff. You know, pomegranate, you can eat that every day. There's no rule that says you can't. You can't overdose, really.
Some people are Some people are afraid of the sugars that are found in pomegranates, other fruits, and something like yacon syrup. But the thing is, people aren't getting diabetes from yacon syrup. I can guarantee you that right now. I'd put money on that one. So this is something that would actually stabilize your blood sugar, along with raw honey. You know, these types of syrups and sugar products, maple syrup. That's not what's causing the diabetes. That's more of, you know, the vegetable oils, seed oils, deep fried fatty foods, and all that kind of stuff. So something like yacon syrup, which we just highlighted here with Stephen, would actually potentially help with diabetes. So, but always work with your practitioner that you're currently working with, and always track your blood sugar levels, folks. Monitor your hemoglobin A1C every 3 months, 4 months, and make sure that it's being taken care of. And again, before we switch to the next product I wanted to discuss here with Stephen, that was the Yakko Power. Okay, again, Y-A-C-O Power. And that comes in a liquid format. The ingredients is literally just organic yacon root syrup and nothing else. Is that correct, Stephen?
That is correct.
Yeah, and it says right here, I pulled it up right on the website. You just need a teaspoon a day. Okay, it's a healthy sweetener, safe for diabetics. It says it right on the bottle there. And it's a 33-to-1 concentrate. So this is an extremely potent product, folks, the Yakko Power Syrup. Let's talk about the Chaga Chunks, Stephen. This is one of my favorite products here at North American. Tastes incredible. Tell us about this and maybe a little bit about Chaga.
Well, Chaga Chunks is unequivocally, it is a power snack. Okay, so this is something that you eat when you want nutrition. You don't just want an empty snack, right? And Chaga is full of nutrients. We're talking about B vitamins. We're talking about trace minerals like magnesium, potassium, even some rare minerals out there like rubidium. And so it also has a huge amount of antioxidants, protective antioxidants, special antioxidants called SOD, which is associated with anti-aging. It can help with the skin in a major way. Chaga is the number one source of melanin, and so it's the top food source of that. Melanin is very important for our skin health, skin repair, skin pigmentation. And so if you want to support the health of the skin by eating chaga, you can do that. And it is a mushroom. It is actually placed in the class of adaptogens. This is something that like ashwagandha or like maca is really helpful for stress, for overcoming stress. So it can help with that. A lot of people like to use it as a pre-workout and even a post-workout because of the antioxidants. But it helps with stamina. It helps with energy. And then we put it with carob as well. And it's just incredible. You've got fiber. You've got protein. You've got minerals. You got vitamins. You got it all. And so super dense in its nutrients, a very smart snack that people can consume anytime.
Yep.
As a reminder for people, is carob does it have sugar in it naturally, or is it just naturally sugar-free, and does it taste like chocolate?
Yes, it is very low in sugar, and it's a great alternative to chocolate. We purposely use that instead of chocolate. And carob is another one of those really helpful herbs that you can use, especially if you're trying to avoid sugar. You know, it's an expectorant, by the way. So, I mean, it helps with the lung, the liver, the intestines. It helps with your, you know, even things like blood pressure. It's really helpful for even, it's been indicated as a natural parasite cleanse. So carob is in its own right. And we have a carob syrup, by the way, that we sell too. So we love carob. It's great, that you can use it. Very rich in fiber as well. The soluble fiber to keep your digestive system going. So if you're struggling with digestion issues and you want to eat a snack that's not going to trigger something like that and it's low in sugar, you know, carob is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is something that people can just eat, correct? Like you can just have a couple of these as snacks. Is there a certain mm-hmm. amount you should eat?
Well, we don't recommend eating the whole jar mm-hmm. At one time, though we do mm-hmm. have people doing that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, like these are chunks. These come in squares, kind of like little small fudge bites. And, you know, typically I would say like just maybe five or six at a time would be where you kind of want to cap it off.
Yeah.
Especially
we know
if
Dr.
you want to keep eating your meal.
We know Dr. Cass Ingram's not stopping at five or six.
I got to admit, you know, there's been those times where, you know, if I didn't have something and I was hungry and you just start eating it, it's like you can't just eat one.
I know.
It's very rich and delicious.
Yeah. And again, that's the Chaga Chunks product, folks, through North American Herb and Spice. Perfect for your morning tea or to have with your morning coffee. It's a good companion with that. And especially in the fall, winter months, chaga is unbelievable. Chaga is it's a powerful mushroom, great for performance, athletes. Did you mention the SOD? Remind me on that one, Stephen, the superoxide dismutase?
Yeah, the SOD is at the top of the pyramid when it comes to the antioxidants. You know, there's different kinds of antioxidants in all kinds of different foods and spices, but SOD is like thought to be like kind of the holy grail. It's not easily found in a lot of foods, but chaga is a top food source of it. So you're just getting these really powerful antioxidants that are even stronger than, you know, even things like glutathione. It rivals there's a lot of talk about that as a powerful antioxidant. Things like astaxanthin, things like resveratrol, it rivals those. So SOD is something that can benefit us. You know, antioxidants protect our organs, going back to that conversation. We've talked a lot about blood sugar support, too, and just definitely got to put it out there that carob and chaga are both really helpful for supporting a natural insulin, pancreas, and blood sugar response. So if you're struggling with those things, this is another great option for you that you can safely consume.
And it's amazing because this is another thing that has stood the test of time. Not just chaga mushroom, but the whole mushroom family, reishi, right? Royal agaricus, the turkey tail, all these different mushrooms, cordyceps. They all work so well in the human body. And I was reading something recently that they have pharmaceutical effects, but without the pharmaceutical side effects, which is a powerful thing to keep in mind when it comes to mushrooms. And here I just pulled up a quick little snippet here on chaga that it's long been used in folk medicine, contains a variety of substances like polysaccharides, betalain, betalainic acid, inotidiol. I mean, all these different health benefits come from mushrooms. And then of course, they're just micronutrient rich as well. So all the different vitamins and minerals. What else would you add to why someone should have chaga on their radar? Stephen.
Well, there's no doubt there's a rediscovery happening right now with mushrooms, with functional mushrooms, and people are discovering that it's like a great hack to help them with their energy, help them with their immune response, help them with pretty much everything in the body. Chaga is no exception, and it's exceptional compared to the other mushrooms though, because it grows on birch trees. And it's very hard, like wood, because it's so dense. And it takes years to grow, sometimes up to 20 years to grow on the tree before it's finally harvested. So you might be getting an average of 10-year-old aged mushrooms. And so it's had all that time, all those years as a living organism to concentrate these nutrients together for you. And you mentioned the betulin and the betulinic acid. There is strong indication for immune support and even, you know, as a natural food to your dietary routine for cancer support. With the betulin and betulinic acid that is found in chaga, but it has to be the wild chaga that comes off the trees, and because that's the only way you're going to get some of those extra compounds to kick that extra boost into high gear for you. But whether you're going through stress, maybe you want to just feel more energy, the plant sterols, anatodiol that you mentioned, the different plant sterols that are found in here, they help with that. You know, they help with naturally concentrating the energy inside the body.
Yeah, it's fascinating. We could talk about mushrooms for a long time. It's really amazing. And some botanists and scientists, they believe that mushrooms were the first species on the earth, before animals, before humans, before any creature, that it was first the mushrooms. So those are ancient, and they've been used in Chinese medicine for, you know, 10,000 years at this point. So a product like chaga chunks is a nice, convenient, easy way to get the benefits from mushrooms. You just take one, chew it up, and you're good to go. And again, there's no added sugar in this product as well?
No, none needed. Just the natural good stuff. And it has a nice sweet taste. There's no need to add any sugars.
Perfect. And again, that's the chaga chunks, chaga, like chaga mushroom, C-H-A-G-A chunks, from North American Urban Spice. Folks, come talk to Stan the Demo Man. He's demoing all these products. You can ask him where it's located, and he'll be more than happy to point you in the right direction. And ask Stan about our free book offer. Okay, with the purchase of any three products, for example, the Chaga Chunks, Orego Gummies that we talked about, and the Yakko Power, you can potentially get a free book there through Stan the Demo Man right here at Healthy Habit. When you walk into the store, make a right, and you'll meet Stan there here at 6029 North 7th Street. That's 6029 North 7th Street here in Central Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's finish the show off with the Super 5 berries.
Okay.
Well, we do have about a minute left. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can kind of do a quick run through and how this can plug in with the rest, and then we'll close it out.
Yes, so the Super 5 berries, that is something that you definitely need to check into, because with it, you have all of these berries we're using are completely wild. You're getting things like blueberries, blackberries, black raspberries, very rare. It takes a lot of effort to get this off of the trees, and you're getting more antioxidants, more flavonoids, more flavor from the wild source. It's going to support your kidneys. It's going to support your detox. It's going to help with things like inflammation in the body. It's going to help with your digestive response, your brain. It's going to help with your hormonal response via the raspberries. So it's a wonderful tonic, just like our greens tonic. It's always good to get a nice dose of berries just to help cleanse things out. So it's a natural detox. It's going to make you feel good inside and out. And it's the only wild raw berry product that's shelf stable. That's just preserved by spice oils that you can get from Healthy Habit.
And that's a perfect place to end it right there. Steven, if we don't cut it short, you and I can talk till midnight. So thank you so much for your time. Again, that was the Super 5 Berries, folks. When it comes to fruits and veg, choose the darkest colors as much as possible. That's a nice little rule of thumb. The darkest pigments you can find, the cherries, the berries, you know, the dark green leafies, that's your best bet when it comes to the produce. Thank you so much, Stephen, for your time.
Thank you, doctors. Thank you, everyone.
We look forward to talking to you next time, my friend. Again, that was Mr. Stephen Harkins, the Director of Business Flow over in Illinois at North American Herb and Spice. We'll be right back with the third quarter of Healthy Habit Radio.
Welcome back Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, to the third and second last quarter of Healthy Habit Radio live on the Pulse of Arizona. We're on 1100 KFNX right now, folks. I'm your co-host, Dr. Dayan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Aaron.
And we are the physicians here at Healthy Habit Medical Center, located right inside Healthy Habit Health Foods. I want to remind everyone that our RICS has been extended to the end of November. We are RICSing it up here at Healthy Habit. And guess what? It is also available with hemp, popular among our customers, quickly becoming a fan favorite. Now you can enjoy the deep penetrating formula of our original RICS lotion infused with full spectrum active cannabinoids, that is CBD, and much more in the hemp plant with 0% THC. Try it and treat yourself to another level of the soothing relaxation and rejuvenation of RICS hemp lotion. For more information, visit Healthy Habit or go to RIXXLotion.com. RICS lotion for an active, healthy, beautiful life. Only at Healthy Habit, 20% off. Take advantage of it. You won't be disappointed. Dr. Aaron, we are about to introduce a special guest from Garden of Life. We haven't talked to him in a little bit here, but with my pleasure, it's welcoming back Mr. Paul Freeman here to Healthy Habit Radio. Good morning, Paul, and welcome back.
Good morning, Dr. Dan. Good morning, Dr. Aaron. Always great to be back.
And where are you calling in today from, Paul?
I'm calling from the warm environment of Austin, Texas.
Oh, there you go.
It's supposed to be close to 80 again today.
Well, that's good. We're enjoying it here as well. No snow here in Phoenix, which is a blessing. Paul, what's on the radar today? What do you want to educate us and our listeners on? As you're speaking right now, there's customers flowing in and out of the store looking for products to buy. What do you want to educate on us on today?
You know, I think a very timely topic to talk about would be a very special class of polyphenol known as quercetin. I think a lot of people are turning on to the benefits of quercetin. And, you know, speaking from a local standpoint, whenever we roll into November and the early part of December around the Texas Hill Country, around Austin, we are hit with something called cedar fever, and it's a pretty big deal. The allergens really manifest here. And one of the things that I found offers a tremendous amount of full-body support is this compound known as quercetin. So we could talk about that, what it is, what you might want to look for when you're looking for a quercetin product, dosage, delivery, all of those types of things. So that might be a very timely topic to discuss today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remind all of our listeners exactly, you know, what is a polyphenol, what is quercetin, and yeah, because it is so popular right now. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, polyphenols are these amazing class of compounds that you only get from plants. And there's lots of merits to lots of animal different products that you can get from the animal kingdom. But if you want polyphenols, they're specific to botanicals. And the best way I like to think of polyphenols, they are a component, a very powerful component of a plant's immune system. And that might sound kind of weird, like, whoa, plants have immune systems. But if you think about what an immune system actually is, it's a way to protect us. It's a way to defend against any type of invasion trying to enter our body. But if you look at a plant really can't get up and run away. Right. So the only way for a plant to fortify its immune system is to produce this very incredible broad ranging class of compounds known as polyphenols. So think of polyphenols as defensive compounds plants produce to fortify their own immunity. But what we're really understanding now, which is so exciting, all the science that's pouring into the study of polyphenols, is that we have this inborn communication system with our outside world, with our environment, and everything we eat and everything we drink and all these compounds we get through our diet directly communicate with our DNA and our epigenome. So when plants produce these polyphenols, to protect themselves. We consume these polyphenols, it starts to change how our DNA is expressing itself. And it's been shown to be powerful support for multiple different pathways in our body. They've been implicated for benefits for our cardiovascular system, our cognitive functioning and brain health, healthy inflammatory pathways and healthy inflammatory signaling. Maybe most importantly, healthy aging, where we are really entering our senior years with vitality and vigor. But again, one of the most important things that we're dealing with currently in Austin is allergies, because polyphenols and quercetin specifically has a very powerful effect of stabilizing our cells. It decreases permeability of our capillaries, and this simply means that it can stabilize those mast cells. And when you have overactive mast cells, you start releasing a ton of histamine. And everyone knows what histamine can do. You get that stuffy feeling. You kind of have a runny nose. Maybe your eyes itch. It can cause brain fog in people. It can cause digestive upset. Sometimes it can disrupt your sleep patterns. Mm-hmm. So quercetin is really, really a powerful polyphenol. When I say polyphenols, that's the broadest class of compounds plants produce. And then you start to get to these subclasses. And then you get to a smaller subclass in that polyphenol known as the flavonoids. Probably heard of those before. They're found in citrus fruits and things. And then underneath even a smaller category within the flavonoids are the flavanols. And that's where quercetin lies. And quercetin happens to be one of the most studied and one of the most abundant flavonols or polyphenols found in food. And if you look at all these traditional ancestral diets that are all high in these longevity food, you can call them, things like berries and red wine, green tea throughout Asian culture, chocolate. There's a lot of ways of getting quercetin. If you actually want the highest known source of dietary quercetin, just go get yourself a little jar of organic capers. And if you ever look closely at capers, you're going to see these little white, flecky, crystalline specks on the outside of capers. That's quercetin, and that is the most one of the most abundant polyphenols you can get through food. So the thing is, when you take a quercetin supplement, does that absorb the same way as getting quercetin through your diet? Unfortunately, no, right? So when you're looking at quercetin in supplemental form, you don't really have to focus so much on purity. It's not so much the purity of the quercetin. That's important, but it's not as important as getting quercetin into the bloodstream. How do we absorb this quercetin? That's why quercetin through food is great, because it's always bound to starches and it's bound to sugars found in that food. And when you eat it, there's more of a vehicle for absorption. So what we did at Garden of Life was figure out a new way of trying to emulate the delivery system found in foods for quercetin. And so we can talk about what we're doing differently that's optimizing getting this quercetin into your system, which is very important, right? Because if you're going to spend the money, you want to absorb what you're taking. And quercetin is notoriously a little more difficult to get in the blood. So what do we do differently? We bound our quercetin to prebiotic starch. You might have heard of tapioca before.
Yeah.
Well, so tapioca is a powerful prebiotic soluble fiber. And remember, we were talking about quercetin in food. It's bound to starches. It's bound to sugars. So it's easier for the body to absorb. So we're doing the same thing here. We take this really purified form of quercetin and we complex it onto tapioca starch. This traps it in your system. This will allow it a much longer retention in your digestive system, which will allow for further absorption of that quercetin. And that's really where you want to go. You want to get that quercetin into the bloodstream because it can do tremendous things for you. One of the things that people don't realize with quercetin is it actually activates longevity genes in our system. That's why foods that are high in quercetin have been implicated for increasing lifespan. Well, quercetin, you know, when you're talking about what it's actually doing for our mitochondria, it's increasing mitochondrial biogenesis. It can actually help us regenerate our cells, and it's pretty powerful stuff. What's that?
That's a great explanation, Paul, of all things quercetin, because it's an important topic of interest among our customers. Mm-hmm. People come in and they've literally asked me word for word, what is quercetin? So it's not a vitamin. It's not a mineral, Right. But it is, you're saying like a flavonoid, like a polyphenol type product.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a flavonol, a polyphenol produced by plants.
Yeah.
To fortify the plant's immune system that happens to have wonderful effects on our own immune system when we consume it. That's the beauty of the intelligence of nature. You can identify these compounds generally through bitter taste, strong taste, or color. And if you look at the crystalline structure of quercetin, it has a very bright, almost gorgeous, like sunshine color to it. That's also a clue. Like if you're trying to piece together a healthy diet and you start to eat all these different brightly colored fruits and vegetables, that's kind of a good litmus test of making sure that you're getting these compounds through food into your system. You know, quercetin, it has a lot of similar action to curcumin. They both kind of have a similar color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why do you think in general, Paul, that quercetin has become so popular and there's so many different kinds out there? And I know you kind of mentioned some absorption issues as well with some of the other, I guess, brands or, you know, other ways people are doing it out there. So, what mm-hmm. is helping the absorption of quercetin get into the body?
Well, there's three things that we've looked at when we're trying to deliver what we think is the highest absorbability and the purest form of quercetin. So we have three tenets behind our approach that differ from what you see in the industry. And this might get a little technical, but I think this would be great for people to hear. So then when they come in and they speak to your staff, you can actually have something in your memory of what we're saying. So the first thing that we had to do was to guarantee that what we're putting in our product that's labeled quercetin is actually full potency and full purity. So you're going to see something on our quercetin called PhytoSure certification. And phyto just simply means plants. So PhytoSure is guaranteeing that the components of this plant are in this product. So it's 100% plant material. There's no carrier. There's no fillers, no additive, no adulterants. And there's full traceability, right? So you want to make sure that you go back to the farm or you go back to the region of the world where it's wildcrafted and everything is fully identified from that starting botanical biomass. So that's PhytoSure certification. Very important to make sure what we're saying is in the product is actually there. Now, the other two things that we're doing differently are the delivery and the form of quercetin. Most quercetin on the market, if you look at the labels, are going to say dihydrate. Sometimes they say dihydrous. And all that simply means is two water molecules bound to the quercetin. Di meaning two and hydrous meaning water. So when you look at a product that says dihydrous, there's a little bit of water attached to that quercetin, and that just simply means it's not quite as concentrated as the form we're using. We're using something called anhydrous, and anhydrous simply means without water, an meaning without, and hydrous, again, is water.
Yeah.
So to put this into context, if you were to look at 10 milligrams of the anhydrous without water form of quercetin, you would simply need around 11 to 12 milligrams of the dihydrous form because you have to compensate for the water. So the form we're using is already more concentrated, and then it's also PhytoSure certified to guarantee its purity and potency. Now, probably the most important thing as far as delivery into the system is a form that we're utilizing called DR quercetin. And when people see the word DR quercetin, they naturally think Dr. Quercetin because that's what it kind of looks like. But DR stands for digest ready or digestion ready. I think we spoke about this once before. Mm-hmm. And that is simply taking that quercetin and complexing it again onto that tapioca prebiotic fiber. And this will really spread out the surface area and prevents clumping. And this enhances absorption because when you plate that quercetin onto something like a prebiotic fiber, it retains it in your gastrointestinal system longer. The longer you can keep something in your digestive process, the more you're going to absorb it. So that's the goal. Let's make sure it's super potent and super pure. We're going to give you a more concentrated form without water, and then we're going to allow you to absorb it like you would with food. Because obviously you want to get your nutrients through food, but sometimes that's not available. Sometimes you want more potency. And so let's take that quercetin, really emulate how we're getting it through food, and then deliver it that way. So So those are the three tenets behind what we're doing that are industry first. We haven't seen this before. So it's taken us a while to actually deliver it.
How many different products does Garden of Life offer with quercetin in it?
Well, right now we have four different products that offer a form of quercetin. We actually have like these quercetin products that we just launched that all give you 500 milligrams of the specific form of quercetin. And then we also have a different form of quercetin that we're not even really counting as part of the overall label, but it was just kind of a side benefit. So we're also complexing quercetin to zinc. And this is a new way of getting zinc. And this is called an ionophore. It's pretty new in literature, pretty new in the studies. And a lot of thought leaders in our industry are talking about the need for a zinc ionophore. And an ionophore is simply taking a mineral, an ion, like zinc, and chelating it onto a polyphenol, chelating it onto a flavonoid. And you can do it for many different flavonoids. You can do it to resveratrol. You can do it to epigallocatechin gallate in green tea. You can do it to quercetin. And that's the form we've chosen. We take this highly purified zinc, chelate it, quercetin, and this allows much easier transport across cell membranes.
Yeah.
That's the key thing, right? That's what you want. Because minerals like zinc are notoriously difficult to move freely in and out of cells because cells have this lipid membrane layer that prevents things from getting in and out. But we're now understanding through, again, this beautiful, complex genius of nature, the more polyphenols that we consume, the more they offer this almost docking mechanism or this what's known as an allosteric modulation where our receptor sites in our body tend to open more and things tend to dock and absorb easier. We're finding that with vitamin D. Now we're starting to put polyphenols with vitamin D supplements because those polyphenols help the vitamin D absorb onto those receptor sites easier. So that's the thing with zinc. Let's take something that's kind of difficult to get into the cell, chelate it onto a polyphenol like quercetin, and that allows that zinc to get across that lipid or fat membrane layer into the water-soluble interior of the cell. And why is that important? Because zinc acts as an agent to prevent viral replication in the cell. But you got to get it in the cell. And that's where quercetin steps up its game and really helps that zinc do that. Powerful, right? So now you're getting zinc quercetin chelate on top of the quercetin that we already talked about. So you're actually getting it in two different forms. And they're really harmonizing their actions in the body because they're offering just multiple layers of support.
Yeah, and that's where that term zinc ionophore comes into play.
That's right. You know, a lot of people forget that zinc is really necessary to allow our T cells to mature. So we have these different layers of our immune system, right? We have the barriers. That's the first line defense. That's your skin and your saliva and your tears and all good mucus and all of that stuff. Stomach acid's also a barrier. Then once something gets into your body, then you have your innate or first line defense, and then you have your adaptive or your acquired immune system. And your T cells are part of your acquired. They have a memory, and they are unleashed the second time you're exposed to something for just rapid deployment, and they're going to just nullify and take care of that pathogen right away. So zinc, if you get it in your cells, it allows your T cells to mature in the thymus gland. That's why we actually call them T cells, because they start their life in your bone marrow, and they migrate onto your thymus gland, and hence the term T cell coming from the thymus gland. However, lots of people don't realize if you are zinc deficient, your thymus gland actually atrophies. And if you have an atrophied thymus gland, you're not producing sufficient T cells. And that's going to directly damage your defense for your acquired immune system. So zinc is necessary for so many different things: wound healing, initiation of enzymes for wound healing. You know, viral replication in the cell prevents that, but it's also really important for your immune system on a very fundamental level. So again, don't forget the zinc. We're talking about quercetin, but zinc's really important too. And so we actually have a product that gives you both. It gives you the zinc and the quercetin together.
And this would be in this, because there's the doctor formulated line here through Garden of Life, which has the four types of quercetin that drop uric acid, which we've talked about before, maybe 3 weeks back or so. And then we have the recovery, the immune, and then the quercetin D3 zinc. So do they all have the zinc in there?
Yeah. Yeah, they all nice. Have the zinc. So I can actually go through the labels real quickly. So the quercetin immune has 100% of your RDI, that specific zinc quercetin key, that ionophore that we talked about.
Yeah.
We also have one called recovery. The recovery simply has more polyphenols, more antioxidants from green tea and pomegranate and turmeric. And that's really there to offset the oxidative stress or the free radical damage from exercise. I mean, exercise is wonderful for you. We all need to be getting proper amounts for our unique needs. But exercise, you know, it places more oxygen in the body, and that is that's a stressor. And so you need to offset the damage by increasing the amount of antioxidants or polyphenols. So we have one geared towards that called recovery. Again, it's 100% of your RDI for that zinc. And then we have one called quercetin drop acid, very specific to bring that dietary uric acid level down. This one actually doesn't put the zinc in there. That's the one that is really geared towards quercetin and luteolin.
Right.
And then we also have one that has the most potent form of zinc, which is 200% of your RDI, and that's your D3 and zinc together. And that's clearly labeled right on the carton, so you can't miss that one.
Yeah, so how do we know which one, like how do people go about choosing what's right for them? We have a couple minutes left here. If they had to choose one, how do they go about deciphering?
About a minute to go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I guess if you want just broad spectrum immune support, look no further than the quercetin immune. I mean, that is specifically formulated for all the nutrients we need to fortify our immune system. The recovery, pretty obvious. It's really geared towards post-workout muscle and joint recovery because of the inclusion of those higher amounts of polyphenols. And then if you are dealing with uric acid, if you have tendencies towards, you know, joint inflammation or gout or something like that, then we have something tailor-made to drop those dietary uric acid levels. And here's a great way of knowing if you need something like this. If you consume a lot of sugar, if you consume extra amounts of high fructose corn syrup, be honest with yourself, you probably have higher or elevated levels of uric acid because sugar and corn syrup really raise that, and that stimulates a process in the body to pack on more fat, right? So consuming all this extra sugar is really directly linked to weight gain, and that tends to start to shut down your insulin sensitivity, and that could raise your blood sugar. So we have something made specifically to drop that dietary uric acid level down. But honestly, folks, let's be honest, and if you're consuming too much sugar, focus on that first. Try to bring down the sugar content in your diet. And then we have one that's just broad spectrum, high amounts of vitamin D, the most potent form of zinc that we have. And this is 22 milligrams. That's 200% of your RDI. But that's clearly labeled. So if you need high amounts of D for bone health, skin health, breast health, and you want maximum zinc, we have one specifically formulated for you. But honestly, they have a lot of crossover capabilities in your body. So as long as you're taking something with quercetin and you're taking something with good amounts of zinc and you're getting enough vitamin D, you can't really go wrong with any of them because they're all going to offer very powerful, full body, you know, network support.
Wow. Thank you so much, Paul. We will be on the lookout for quercetin and spreading the word here to our customers. People will appreciate all the information you shared with us today regarding quercetin. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Dr. Dan. Thank you, Dr. Aaron. Have a great week.
You too, my friend. Thank you. And that was Paul Freeman, educator, national educator for Garden of Life. Folks, we will be right back with the fourth quarter.
Welcome back to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, to Healthy Habit Radio, and we're on 1100 KFNX, The Pulse of Arizona. We hope you're enjoying today's program so far. If you're just tuning in, we do have about a half-hour segment here to go, and we'll be speaking with Carrie G. Patterson of Natural Factors. We've had Carrie on before, one of our fan favorites here, so we're excited to have Carrie back on. If you missed the first hour, we spoke with Mr. Stephen Harkins of North American Urban Spice, and we just had a great discussion with Paul Freeman over at GOL, Garden of Life, talking all things quercetin. Dr. Aaron, you ready to welcome back?
One of our favorite guests.
Yeah, well, Carrie. let's go ahead and welcome back Carrie G. Patterson and to Healthy Habit Radio. Carrie, how are we doing?
Oh, my gosh, feeling super honored to be able to be with you guys today. Happy Saturday, everybody who's joining us.
Absolutely. We heard you just had a great vacation.
Yes, and it is something that, I mean, it's super apropos for our conversation about stress and sleep today.
Yeah.
Taking a break, checking out truly are important things for mental health.
Absolutely. Some people are skeptical, Carrie, when it comes to natural products to cover stress. What's your go-to? What do you like to use when it comes to stressful times? We all deal with stress, let's be honest. So what's a good starting point?
Absolutely. I think that there are, when we talk about stress, and we look at what's happening in the body, one of the first things that we can see is challenged when we are under stress, whether or not it's immediate stress or long-term stress, are our adrenals and a category of ingredients in our body. Ingredients is a funny word. Neurotransmitters.
Yeah. Right.
And so what we need to look at are things that are going to support both our adrenal health and our brain health with these neurotransmitters. The neurotransmitters, a good term to utilize for them are like happy chemicals, happy hormones. These are the things that are just working to keep us every day functioning at a level where we can smile. So I'm always going to go back to things like GABA and L-theanine and adrenal support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You want to cover multiple bases, right? That makes sense, instead of just doing one nutrient. And if you're doing it more well-rounded, I think that would mimic nature more, because you're not just going to find a single nutrient isolated. Is that a good way to look at it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that when we talk about plants, which we talk about plants a lot on previous shows, but they don't just have one thing going on. There's a myriad of different things. And I was just talking with a colleague about this the other day, the idea that the ingredients that we get from plants, these phytocompounds that come from plants, say, like you just mentioned, you guys were talking about quercetin, this amazing flavonoid. Well, we think that it's something in plants that is just to help and support us, but actually it's in the plant because the plant needs it for its own health purposes. So we need multiple things that are not only endemic to our bodies, but we also need to support them from an external perspective. So a lot of these neurotransmitters that we're talking about are things that we should already have naturally occurring in our body, but based upon just the world and the environment that we're in, maybe they've been kind of challenged, and so there we don't have appropriate levels of them. So we can actually supplement with something to add them in. So I think that's really interesting that you mentioned, Dr. Gidon, about supplementing with something, because these are things that we already have naturally occurring in our body, and we just want to help the body have a little bit more, get the appropriate levels that we need.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great introduction. And you know, one of the main reasons people come to Healthy Habit is for stress, sleep, anxiety, all these different kind of issues. And then, of course, that's going to directly weaken your immune system. So how would all that go hand in hand? What's a good starting point?
Well, I always joke that we're all stressed out, we can't sleep, and we're constipated, right? That's
right.
Kind of
there you go.
The overarching theme. And all of our systems in our bodies do tie together. So we think about the adrenals as the source of fight or flight response, right? So this was something that when we were living that lifestyle of, oh, my goodness, there's a saber-toothed tiger or a dinosaur chasing us, mm-hmm. our adrenals will shoot out norepinephrine and these different compounds that make our bodies go into fight or flight mode. So what happens is that certain parts of our bodies shut down, certain parts of our bodies get revved up, like our pupils dilate so we can see better while we're running at night. Our heart rate goes up so that we can get more blood pumping so we can run faster from that saber-toothed tiger. But if you're sitting at your desk and something happens that puts you into that state of stress, well, you're not running away from something. So then you just have all of those excess chemicals kind of running around in your body, and it can actually be detrimental. And this is where it ties into the immune system specifically, because we forget that the immune system is actually tied into every single part of the entire rest of our body. I think you guys could go back and reference every single, you know, Healthy Habit radio show that you've done this entire year. And no matter what the topic is, we could interject somehow how the immune system plays a role within that function in the body. Or that function in the body can play a role within immune health. So things like our immune system starts slowing down at about 11 p.m. and we need to go to bed. And I think people don't think about that. A lot of people get stressed out in the evening as they lay down to bed, and their mind starts thinking about all of the list of things that they need to do coming up for the next day. Well, as their immune system is lowering and their stress level is rising, that's where we have the potential to see challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so are there some specific target products, Carrie, that people could focus on? Because this is just, I mean, almost everybody is dealing with these things. So are there specific nutrients that we can take to help our stress?
Yeah, one of my favorites is GABA. So GABA is a naturally occurring neurotransmitter in our brain. It's actually one of the most abundant. Something like 40% of the receptors in our brain are GABA receptors. So that's a large percentage. This is something that we should be paying attention to, knowing that we have proper levels. What GABA is known as is an inhibitory neurotransmitter, meaning it calms everything down. I was just talking about that flight or fight response, right? The whole idea is that our body in situations, it does need to get revved up. It does need to go. It does need to do its job. But when things are excessive and out of control, that's where we start seeing problems. So what we do is we balance things out. And GABA is one of those, like I said, inhibitory neurotransmitters where it can essentially puts the brakes on the stress response. It sees a situation and says, okay, this is a stressful situation. I should create the situation where I'm prepared to run away from a saber-toothed tiger, but that's not necessarily ideal right now because I'm just sitting at my desk staring at a computer. So I want to utilize my GABA to slow things down. And what I appreciate about when we're working with the body, not against the body, with things like neurotransmitters, is that we're going to get all of the benefits of awakening and sharpening. And this is a wonderful thing, right? We want to be awake, we want to be sharp, we want to be focused, but at the same time, we can be calm and relaxed.
Yeah.
And this is where GABA comes into play.
And GABA is not something that you can take maybe too much of, or what would be a sign that you've taken too much or that your body's becoming dependent on it?
Well, I think that you can kind of feel those effects of, like, for me, what I've noticed in people, in my patients, when they say, like, oh, am I taking too much GABA, is they kind of get that little jittery feeling of, like, drinking too much coffee. Because their body is like, oh, now I have enough. I haven't honestly seen that be too much because I think we are all lacking we are lacking GABA. And that's why I love pharma GABA specifically, because this is a naturally occurring version of it. So it's actually fermented from Lactobacillus hilgardi. So this is where we can talk about food as medicine. Lactobacillus hilgardi is the ferment medium that we use to make kimchi. So it's something that is naturally occurring. Our body knows how to utilize it. And I love the chewable GABA because we get that in our body. There was actually a really interesting study. I don't know if we've ever talked about this study, where they took people who had a fear of heights. So, and you can imagine fight or flight with a fear of heights, right? And they sent them out across a, I'm forgetting the word, but one of those bridges that's just like a rope bridge across like a really deep canyon, which you can imagine is something that's going to send somebody's stress level through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
And they looked at their cortisol markers, and because cortisol is a way that we can measure stress in our bodies. So they sent them out across this rope bridge, measured their cortisol stress in these individuals who had fear of heights, and then gave them PharmaGABA and did it again. And what they saw was that cortisol levels were normalized within something like 15 to 20 minutes. So that's how fast these naturally occurring products in our body can work when they are a naturally occurring version of it. So you do want to be careful with GABA. I want everybody who's listening to know there are synthetic GABAs out there, and our body just doesn't necessarily recognize those. So we want to look for those naturally occurring, naturally produced versions like PharmaGABA.
Yeah, we do have a bottle of PharmaGABA at home. I take two of those before bed. I mean, not every single night, but whenever I remember, I'll just pop two of those, mostly because it tastes good. But,
I never down that like mental overload, that mental thought process. Yeah.
And it's a natural nutrient. And the good thing is I never wake up feeling drowsy from it. And it can only improve the quality of your sleep. So that's something to be on the lookout for. Can it improve, even like the restfulness of the sleep? So ideally people aren't waking up as much throughout the night when they take PharmaGABA.
I absolutely agree with that. GABA is just something that across the board is going to help to kind of calm everything down and put us in a place of balance and normalcy. And we're talking right now about what it can do in the brain, but there's so much research coming out on GABA and how it affects our thyroid and our thymus, which is a huge part of our immune system, and our adrenals. So it really is a balance for like the majority of the processes in our body. And if you're going to balance those out, then things are going to kind of just work more efficiently. Like there's even showing that it's helping to balance out hormone levels and things like that. And so many, especially women, once they reach a certain age, they're waking up in the middle of the night. And it has nothing to do with them sleeping. It has everything to do with their hormones. So if we can really support that through that scenario as well. So looking at just this nutrient that has full body capabilities, and we're just starting to tap into how it's affecting the immune system, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning in, folks, we're talking with Carrie G. Pattison of Natural Factors, and we are discussing all things GABA, stress, anxiety, relaxation, right, sleep improvement. If all those things get better, your immune system will be stronger. So now we're talking about the root causes of poor immune health, or what could potentially be causing poor immune health. And millions of Americans are dealing with excess anxiety, stress, and sleep problems. So a product such as this, which is PharmaGABA, pharma like pharmaceutical, but it's not a pharmaceutical. It's just the name PHARMA, pharma, and then GABA, G-A. BA through Natural Factors. This is part of their stress line, or stress and relaxation line. What would be a good pair, Carrie, potentially with GABA? You know, so a lot of people, they don't like taking 3, 4, 5, 6 different things, but two is reasonable. 2 or 3 products is reasonable to take on a consistent basis. What would be a good pair with PharmaGABA?
I have a couple of options.
Okay.
It kind of depends upon where we're going. If somebody's just looking for in the moment, I want a little extra. And I think that as we as individuals start to acknowledge our stress levels, and I have a fun thing I wanted to share with everybody in a moment, something new I've learned. But as we acknowledge our stress levels, we start to be able to feel that happen in our body. And that's what we're looking for, is for us to reach the level where, like, I can feel that stress that is impacting me right now. What do I need to do in the moment? And that's why I love the Pharmagaba, is it's in the moment. But another in the moment is sun-theanine, which is the naturally derived version of L-theanine, which is another a compound that we can use. It's an amino acid that is also working to calm down that kind of excessive stress level in our brain, but then also working in multiple other places in our body. So the cool thing about the sun-theanine is that I like to tell people I don't drink coffee. I like to say that I'm like have way too much like high on life anyways. I don't need that.
Yeah.
but for those who do coffee because they're looking for not only that brain awakening, but that sharpening and focus, they're going to see that with sun-theanine without those negative caffeine benefits. So it's a really cool thing to just take to kind of like awaken and sharpen, but then also have your body in a state of nice relaxation. But if you're the person that just knows long-term, you are dealing with chronic stress every single day, then I want you to definitely be on some sort of adrenal supplement. You know, go and see the doctors at Healthy Habit, like have them help you figure out where you are as far as your adrenals are concerned. But I think anybody and everybody, it does not matter your gender, I want you to be on the AdrenaSense. I know it's in the Women's Sense line, but this is the best adrenal formulation I've found across the board as far as just long-term support and build-up for adrenal health.
What is your favorite ingredient in the AdrenaSense, Carrie?
Oh, my gosh. That's a hard one to answer because there's so many amazing. I might, for those of you guys, you've listened to me before, you know I'm from Alaska, so I'm probably going to pick rhodiola just because it is a natural, it's one of my plants. It grows up there, and so that's something that is just part of my everyday basics. But you're going to see Shizandra, ashwagandha. What can't we say about ashwagandha? I should come back. We should do an entire show on ashwagandha someday.
Yeah.
Because this is a plant that is what I would consider a panacea plant, meaning if you talk about it in the body, it's going to do it. It's balancing out adrenals. It's building us up. It has amazing immune properties to it as well. So there's a lot of So I'm running through my list of herbs that are in here, trying to think about ones that people might not be aware of. And I think the one that's in there that I find really fascinating is actually suma.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is a plant that is very unknown here in the United States. It's commonly referred to as Brazilian ginseng, and it's historically been used by the indigenous groups down there for, like I just said, this panacea plant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's suma translates, like, it's also known as, I'm not going to say this correctly, para toda, but that translates as like for all things. And I love it when an herb is referred to as an herb or a plant that is for all things, because that just says it all for me. I don't even need to go into it.
Right. You know, I think it's important to bring up, too, that these things get better as you take them more. So that's something that I always like to tell people, to put that expectation out there that, hey, this is not something that you're going to – you probably won't get overnight, you know, relief from, right? But the more you take it, the better it works for you.
I think this is a really good thing to say. Then there are, I definitely for myself, like I will wake up in the morning and start thinking about my day and immediately start feeling that kind of anxiety level like grow, and I'll take Pharmagaba and I can feel it. So here are some compounds that you can take in the moment that you should also be taking long term. But something like the AdrenaSense is very specific for building us up And what do we say? There's kind of, you know, like a common phraseology of, you know, look at, you know, taking something for, I don't know what you guys say in your practice, but I'm typically like, oh, I want you to be doing something for a month based upon about a year that you've been addressing and dealing with a situation. So we need to commit to plants. We need to commit to herbs. And so that's actually what I was saying earlier. This is such a really cool tool. I would like everybody to Google this right now. Have it just like at hand for you. The Zung Self-Rating Anxiety Scale. So Z-U-N-G. This is such a powerful tool that I think we can utilize personally. Yeah. As a quick, it's like a little 20 minute like question quiz, and it gives you a rating and it tells you where you are right now in the moment. And then you can come into Healthy Habit and you can say, okay, like I have had so many patients that have taken this and they're like, I thought that I didn't have anxiety, and now I'm realizing how much it's impacting my life just based upon this 3 minute test. Wow. And then we can take something like PharmaGABA, we can take some Sundaini, we can induce some Adrenosense, and we can go on vacation, or we can, you know, take a day to just rest and relax and recuperate. And through the use of supplementation, just kind of be aware and start paying attention and retest yourself to see where you are. I think it's a really powerful tool of like self-empowerment.
Well, for all the listeners, we love having Carrie G. Patterson on because she's a practicing herbalist, okay? She's the licensed acupuncturist and a trained home birth midwife. So Carrie comes from a great amount of experience here, and you're involved in this natural field of natural medicine extensively. So we always appreciate having you on, Carrie, and our listeners are going to appreciate this information big time.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm grateful to be here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carrie. Have a good weekend.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Have a good rest of your day. Bye.
You too, Carrie. Again, that was Carrie G. Patterson, Natural Factors, Adrenosense through the Woman's Sense line. But like she mentioned, it's also applicable to men. It doesn't have to be just for women. We talked about PharmaGABA and even Suntheanine. So that's a nice triple stack there for all things stress, sleep, and anxiety. Dr. Ann, we got a big special coming up. We got the Winter Wellness IV. That's coming soon.
Yes.
It starts November 23rd, and it's going until December 16th. Again, November 23rd is when it starts, and it runs to December 16th, just in time before the holidays. The Winter Wellness IV right here, nice and convenient at Healthy Habit Medical Center, which share space right here with Healthy Habit Health Foods.
It's going to be a really great IV. It's going to have vitamin C, zinc, minerals, electrolytes, and a lot more. But what's cool about this is that when you book an IV during this time, we're going to put your name in a raffle to actually win a free IV. So not only
a free IV.
A free IV.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a good deal.
I know.
And think about it. Yeah, we're not covered by insurance. This is out of pocket, but that means we're going to step it up here and provide an incredible product that I would only feel comfortable getting to my own family or close friends. So we have this available. Ask about our Winter Wellness IV up front with Nile, and we'll get everything taken care of. We'll put you guys in because there is a limited supply, and the slots are filling up quick. So come over to the medical center and ask us about our Winter Wellness IV, which again starts the 23rd and runs to December 16th. Thank you, folks, so much for supporting Healthy Habit Radio today and after all these years and spreading the word. We will see you again next weekend. Have an incredible day, and guess what? Keep those habits healthy. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining the Healthy Habit Radio Show, Arizona's original wellness talk radio, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence Toxin-Free Personal Care Line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. We explore the latest technologies in the world of integrative and functional medicine and natural wellness. We also showcase alternative education from the leading experts in the world of natural health. Everyone from local health practitioners to international supplement providers share their knowledge. Remember, all information talked about on the Healthy Habit Radio Show is subject to your doctor's approval. Always consult a physician for all your personal health concerns.